When I was 8 years old, magugulat po kayo, I was shorter than sa aming magkakapatid. Meron kaming total of 5, pero nung time na ito ay 4 pa lang kami. Meron akong 3 matatangkad na ate. And honestly, matangkad pa rin sila ngayon. Pero during that time na ako ay 8 years old, talaga ako yung pinaka-runt. Ano, ako yung pinaka-maliit. So, may mga relatives kami na galing America na laging umuuwi. No, probably ganun din kayo. And excited kayo na makita sila, yung mga pasalubong. And isa sa mga gusto namin gawin is sunduin sila sa airport. No? Now, noong time na yon, nagkaroon po ng new rule ang airport na bawal na raw, and get this, totoo nangyari to, bawal na raw ang mga maliliit na bata sa waiting area. So that caused a lot of tension and issues para ho sa akin kasi nga ako ang pinakamaliit. So, ano nangyari? Pagdating na ng airport, makikita mo na may guhit pa ang entrance. So pinadada kasi since hindi pa ganun ka well organized yung airports noon, sa waiting area, talaga siksikan ang mga tao papasok ng entrance. Pero may mga security naman. So lahat ng mga bata pinadadaan doon. So ang sabi sa akin, and I'm not proud of this, and probably they're not proud of this, sabi sa akin ng mga magulang ko ay mag-tiptoe ka na lang. Pagdaan mo doon, biglang, kasi mahalata pag nakatiptoe ka naglalakad. So pagdating doon, bigla na lang doon since marami naman tao papasok. So yun po ang ginawa ng inyong lingkod. Again, this is, I'm not proud of this and knowing what I know now. So pagdating ko po doon, pagpasok ko, pagtiptoe ko, hindi po umabot. Maliit pa rin ang inyong lingkod nung time na yon. Since lahat nakapasok na at maraming crowd ang papasok na tutulakan, ang ginawa na lang ng security noong time na yon is pinaiwan na lang nila ako sa kanila, sa entrance na yan. So binigyan ako ng special seat katabi nila at tagahawak daw ako ng mga ticket pang entrance sa mga tao. So of course, I was not happy. Dahil lahat ng mga kamag-anak ko rin nagsasalubungan, nag-aantay dun sa loob. Since na lahat nga nakapasok na lahat ng aking parents, aking mga kapatid, ako na lang natira ron. No one of greater authority na kilala ko noong time na yon ang kayang makiusap to allow, na kayang pakiusapan ako, yung security to allow me to enter. During that time, I felt sad, disheartened, helpless, hopeless. I started meditating on the things I have done. Siguro kasalanan ko dahil maliit ako. Kasalanan ko, siguro nahuli pa ako nagtipto. Siguro nahuli ako eh. Kaya siguro, hindi na rin ako pinayagan. That feeling of hopelessness, there's no one there of greater authority to help you. Not even your parents. Friends, many of us might feel this way today. But for a different and a greater reason. We feel disheartened, helpless, and hopeless because of our sins. Mga nagawa nating kasalanan. And we feel that nothing or no one of greater power or authority is there to help us. We feel enslaved, consumed by guilt, and we feel that nothing is greater ng ating nagawang kasalanan. And so we beat ourselves in guilt. Friends, I'm here to tell you this morning that there is something greater than our sins, and that is God's grace. And that's what we're going to look at sa passage natin ngayong umaga. We have reached the end of our series for this year in the book of Romans that we have entitled The Gospel of the Righteousness of God, and Lord willing that we will resume itong sermon series na ito towards the end of 2025. Sa ating pag-aaral ng book of Romans, pinakita sa atin ni Paul is sa chapters 1 and 2 kung ano ang problema ng Jews and Gentiles, kung ano ang problema natin. And ang problema po natin is sin, alienation from God. No national election, no ethnicity, No possession of the law, no circumcision will justify or absolve anyone from the coming righteous judgment ng Panginoon. Paul make that clear. Sa chapter 3, Paul presents God's solution. At ang tanging solution sa ating sin problem is justification by grace through faith in Christ Jesus alone. Now, one can make it right with God by placing one's faith in the redeeming work of Christ alone for salvation. Sa chapter 4, dinepensahan naman ni Paul ang view na ito. Dahil ayaw ni Paul na maakusahan na siya ay isang tao na nagkikwento o nagtuturo ng mga bagong ideas o katuruan. So he demonstrates justification by faith sa Old Testament gamit ang storya ni Abraham and ni David. Tapos pagdating naman sa unang bahagi ng chapter 5, which is yung inaral po natin last week from verses 1 hanggang 11, pinaliwanag ni Paul ang mga blessings or benefits of one who has been made right with God. Gaya na we now have peace with God, we are no longer enemies ng Panginoon, we have been reconciled to God the Father, we can rejoice in the hope of the glory of God one day. Na isang araw in Christ's return, He will change us instantaneously, delivering us from the body of death. We will witness God in His true splendor, sharing in that glory and reflecting that glory back to Him. Not only that, we can also rejoice in a certain future event, but also rejoice in the present as we face hardships and sufferings, knowing that this produces perseverance and hope. Ngayong umaga naman, makikita natin ang comparison between two men. A comparison between two kings that both had changed the human history from sa worse at saka sa better. From worse to better. Ang prayer ko po sa ating ngayong umaga is that we would see that Christ is greater than all our sins. The grace found in Jesus Christ is greater than the sin found in you. The grace found in Jesus Christ is greater than the sin found in you. And I hope this already have produced such a great encouragement sa inyo and hope ngayong umaga. We have divided itong passage into two points. Number one, sin through the first Adam, verses 12 to 14. And number two, salvation through the final Adam, verses 15 to 21. Number one, sin through the first Adam. Basahin po natin muli ang verse 12 sa English Standard Version. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. Sinimulan muli ni Paul ang kanyang sentence or paragraph with therefore. A therefore statement sa verse 12. Of course, he refers ito sa verses 1 to 11 ng prior verses. About the believer's peace with God through Christ at ang kanilang standing in grace sa future glory. Kung susundan ninyo ang argument ni Paul sa verse 12 ng chapter 5, lumalabas na parang hindi niya tinuloy ang kanyang sentence. Parang huminto siya sa comparison na gusto niyang gawin. Pansinin ninyo, sinabi dyan, just as sin came into the world through one man. Kapag sinisimula ng sentence sa just as na phrase, kadalasan ang kasunod po niyan ay so also. Just as, so also na phrase. Upang mabuo yung gusto niyang gawin na comparison. Now, kung mapapansin po natin, tinuloy niya yung comparison na yan sa verse 18. So nagkaroon ng skip ng 5 verses, at itinuloy niya po yung comparison sa verse 18. Now, bakit niya ginawa ito? Dahil may gusto siyang linawin at ipaliwanag sa next 5 verses. Na kung saan makakatulong sa pag-unawa sa pag-unawa ng mga mambabasa patungkol sa paralel ni Adam at saka ni Christ bago niya tapusin ang comparison sa verse 18. He wants to compare and contrast Adam at si Christ. Gusto niya ipakita sa kanila kung ano ang ibig sabihin ng maging kay Adam at ano naman ang ibig sabihin ng ang maging kay Christ. Gusto ipakita ni Paul ang pagkakaiba ng work ni Adam sa work ni Christ. Si Adam ay ang source ng ating sin problem at si Christ naman ay ang solution sa ating sin problem. Pansin po ninyo sa verse 12 na ang kasalanan ay nagmula sa isang tao. Ang one man sa verse 12, and as mentioned already, ay si Adan or Adam. At paano nakapasok ang kasalanan through him? Kailangan natin bumalik sa unang tao na si Adam upang makita po natin ito. If you were with us a few years ago, na kung saan inaral po natin ang Genesis chapter 1 and 2, nakita natin that Adam and his wife Eve were in a state of innocence. They were not yet tainted with sin in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 and bearing the image of God flawlessly. They were given one restriction, however, and that is not to eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Kung meron man one restriction sila sa Bible, eto lang po yun. Don't eat the forbidden fruit. Until sa Genesis chapter 3, Satan came in and tempted Adam's wife to disobey itong isang command na ito. Kinain ito ni Eve at binigyan niya si Adam at siya din ay kumain. Ang disobedience nila sa Panginoon was a declaration of their independence from Him. Hindi lang yan basta kumain siya dahil bawal na parang bawal ka kumain ng chocolate dahil mataas na yung dugo mo, ay yung cholesterol mo, kumain ka, hindi yun yung ibig sabihin, ay, feel na, bawal ako kumain kay mataas ang dugo ko ngayon or cholesterol. Hindi yun yung tiyatag na bawal. Mas mabigat po yun. Ang disobedience nila sa Panginoon is a declaration of independence. Hindi na kita kailangan, Panginoon. They rejected His authority, His rule. They broke covenant with God. They have, in a way, dethroned the King of Kings sa kanilang buhay. At ano nangyari sa kanila afterwards? Sabi sa verse 12 ng Romans, kung babalik tayo, chapter 5, there was death through sin. Paul here alludes to Genesis chapter 2. Na kung saan binasa sa atin ni Pastor James kanina na mismo ito ang ginawa ng Diyos. Sinabi ng Diyos sa Genesis 2:17, "For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." And friends, they did die. They died spiritually, and then eventually they died physically, through the process of aging. Ang physical death ay isang picture symbol of spiritual death. Ang kasalanan, korupsyon, alienation at kamatayan ni Adan ay pinasa niya sa lahat ng kanyang descendants, ipinasa niya sa lahat sa atin. Ang kasalanan ni Adan did not just affect him and his family, it affected all of us. It affected the whole human race. Sabi nga sa verse 12, all sinned. Paul in Romans 1-3 describe how sinful man is sa kanyang mga actions. Pero pagdating po dito sa chapter 5 verse 12, iba ang kanyang sinasabi. He's not talking about that sin that we do individually araw-araw. Ang sinasabi niya dito, in Adam, we sin on that day in the garden. Yun ang sinasabi niya. We are inherently guilty in Adam. Tingnan niyo po sa verses 18 hanggang 19. One trespass lead to condemnation for all men. Verse 19, for as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners. Sinabi din ni Paul po ito sa 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verses 21 and 22, for as by a man came death, verse 22, for as in Adam all die. Ang sinasabi ni Paul, ang buong sangkatauhan was corrupted and condemned due to Adam's sin. Pastor, di ba parang unfair to? Di ba parang unfair ito? Si Adam ang nagkasala, wala naman tayo ginawa to contribute to that sin. Wala nga tayo nung panahon na yan, hindi pa tayo pinapanganak nung time na yon. Bakit magiging accountable ako sa kasalanan ni Adam? Hindi naman tayo ang pumili kay Adam, di ba? Tama po, hindi tayo ang pumili kay Adam. Ang Diyos ang pumili para sa atin. And God chose him to be man's federal head, which yung mga tinatawag ng mga isang theologians, ang tawag dyan ay federal headship. He stood for us as our appointed representative. He represented humanity in the garden. Kaya nung nagkasala siya, nagkasala rin tayo. Ang tawag din dito ay corporate representation. Ang single individual representing an entire corporate body. Ito din ang na-accomplish ni Jesus many years from that time. Just as sin entered through Adam, so also righteousness will later come through Jesus Christ. Kaya kung ang sinasabi natin ay unfair na i-represent tayo ni Adam sa Garden of Eden, then pwede din nila sabihin sa atin na unfair na din na si Christ ang maging representative natin in that way. Ang tawag po dito ay original sin. It means lahat tayo na sinilang sa mundo na ito ay morally corrupt and guilty due to Adam's sin. Lahat tayo ay spiritually dead at hostile to God, as mentioned last week. Lahat ng isinilang kay Adam were born in sin. At ang ebidensya nito ay ano? May ebidensya po ito. Nakikita po natin ang ebidensya na ito. Ang ebidensya nito ay sementeryo. Marami kang makikita na mga puntod sa sementeryo which represents kamatayan. Mga bangkay na nasa ilalim po ng lupa. Ang ebidensya po ng sin ni Adam is death o kamatayan. Lahat tayo ay nakaranas ng nawalan ng mahal sa buhay. We will all one day die. Sabi ho sa verse 12, death came to all because all sinned. Kung babalik po tayo ulit sa Genesis chapter 5, makikita natin ang listahan ng mga lahi ni Adam hanggang kay Moses. Minsan, ang karamihan sa atin, ano sabi natin, parang nakakatabad naman basahin, pastor eh. Parang ito yung pangalan, ito yung edad, itong ginawa, tapos yung next. Parang yung listahan ng mga tao. Pero alam mo, kung nagbabasa ko kayo ng Bible, basahin nyo lang ang genealogies. Basahin nyo lang po yung listahan na yan ng mga lahi. Kasi magugulat po kayo, marami po tayong matutunan, katulad po nito. Ang common pattern sa Genesis chapter 5, pag nakita po natin, unang-una sa lahat, ipapakilala nila ang pangalan ng individual at ang kasunod lagi nito ay he died. He died. They died. Lahat sila died. Devoted ang chapter 5 po doon. Kung papansin niyo, lahat yon he died. Isa sa mga paalaala at palatandaan ng epekto ng kasalanan ni Adan. Isa sa mga tiyak na karanasan na meron tayo lahat sa mundo ay kamatayan. Darating at darating po ito. It is no respecter of age, gender, culture, or status. Death is universal at ito ay resulta ng kasalanan ni Adan. Now, hindi yung nangangahulugan na dapat lang natin sisihin si Adan kung bakit tayo nagkaganito. Hindi lang si Adan na nagkasala, we also say that we all can say na lahat tayo nagkasala. Lahat tayo ay individually have sinned. All of us are sinners then. It's innate in us. It is our nature. We are sinners by nature. Hindi na tayo kailangan turuan pa. Kaya mapapansin nyo yan sa mga bata. Sa early stages ng bata, nakikita na po natin ang pagiging selfish nila at self-centered. Walang nagturo sa kanila magsinungaling, especially when they get in trouble, di ba? Bigang they lie to protect for self-preservation. So walang nagturo sa bata. Kaya minsan sinasabi na, sino nagturo magsinungaling itong batang to? Manang-mana to kay... Siyempre, yung opposite gender na mag-asa, mag-asawa, no? Pero ang totoo niyan, maaaring tama siya. Hindi lang kay tatay, pati kay nanay, kung hindi sa unang tatay. Sin happens naturally sa atin dahil by virtue of our identity kay Adam. Sabi nga, we are not sinners because we sin. We sin because we are sinners. No one really is basically good. At nabasa na natin at naaral natin yon sa chapter 3 ng Romans. Isa pang ebidensya ng original sin ay makikita rin po sa verses 13 to 14. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where the law, where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, and even for those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. As mentioned kanina, ito na ang verses sa gitna ng comparison. Ito na isa sa mga five verses sa comparison po. Pinasok ni Paul ang argument sa verses 13 to 14 dahil may mga Jews na naniniwala na apart from the law, there is no sin and death. In short, sin cannot be counted sa kanila because there is no law to break. May paniniwala na, well, wala namang law or Ten Commandments noong time na yun. So basically, walang binabali na kasalanan noong time ni Abraham hanggang kay Moses. Or at least the first part ng life ni Moses. Paul is saying, absolutely not. Ang sinasabi ni Paul dito ay sin and death was already present bago pa binigay yung Ten Commandments. Kahit hindi pa ito technically tinawag na kasalanan sa commandments, kasalanan na po siya. So, does that mean there was no judgment? Meron po. There was judgment. There was wrath nung time from Abraham, even further than that, hanggang po kay Moses. So, let me mention a couple. There was an immediate judgment of deaths to people na sumasakasalanan gaya po ni, ng time ni Noah. Sa Genesis chapter 6 hanggang 9. Ang natira lamang po ay nasa ark. Ang mga tao sa Sodom and Gomorrah na inaral natin this last February, itong taon, sa Genesis chapter 19. So this proves that death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses. Kaya whether you possess the law or not, what we see is sin is a vast moral corruption. Adam's sins affect all of us. It always has. It entered a perfect world through one man. And siya ang ating representative, or was our representative. Bago po tayo magpatuloy sa mga susunod na verses, allow me to give three observations sa passage natin. Unang-una, Adam is a true historical figure. Adam o si Adan ay isang tunay na historical figure. Paul clearly believes sa isang historical na Adam. Hindi ito isang fictional character or mere symbolic. Kasi may mga nagkiklaim puro na symbolic lang yung Adam. Wala naman talagang totoong federal head na si Adam. Hindi po. Siya ay tunay na tao, tunay na flesh and blood at may kaluluwa na namuhay literally nung unang panahon. Pinakauna. Sabi nga sa Acts chapter 17 verse 26, and he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth. Kung hindi ito totoo, then we're saying na si Paul nagsisinungaling, and I believe that Jesus also believes on a historical Adam, then both of them are lying. And questionable po yung creation and flood and redemption. Paano mo matitrace down yan? Second, it affirms male headship in home and church. It affirms male headship in the home and in the church. Kapag sinabi nating male headship or leadership, or sa husband, we are not talking of one who identifies as a male. Okay? Pag sinabi natin male headship or husband. Or one that identifies as a husband. But we're talking about a biological male. We're talking about a married biological husband. Ang male leadership or husbands are called by God to lead their wives. At saan naman natin makikita yan sa passage na ito? Well, we need to really zoom in pa and observe well para makita yan. Kung walang nakikitang distinction si Paul between sa isang male husband at sa isang female na wife, if hindi nakikita ni Paul ang distinction between husband Adam at female Eve, then ang dapat sinabi ni Paul dito, sin came into the world through one woman. Pero sinabi niya one man. Dahil siya ang unang nagkasala, dahil si Eve yung unang nagkasala eh, nung kinain niya yung pinagbabawal na prutas. So di ba dapat siya ang binanggit? Pero naniniwala si Paul na may differences ang babae at lalaki. Bagamat pareha sila nilikha sa image of God or sa wangis ng Panginoon, both are equal in value and dignity, both are intelligent, talented, and honorable beings. They're all both equally unique. But God created male and female differently and gave them different but complementary roles in marriage and in church. Equality does not necessarily mean sameness in roles or functions. Adam was the representative head. He is also the head of his wife, Eve. God gave the instructions at Genesis chapter 2 kanino? Kay Adam. And he called Adam to account when they broke it sa Genesis chapter 3. Hindi ko sinasabi na hindi responsible si Eve sa ginawa niyang kasalanan. She will give an account to the Lord as well. Ang point po dito ay God chose and called Adam to be her representative head. And he also represented humanity. But this is also true sa relationship ng mag-asawa. Mga kaibigan, it is similar. Totoo din po ito sa mga husbands. That husbands are represented. I like to speak to mga husbands who are represented in this congregation. And this is including myself. God had called us to be the heads of our families. We should lead our wives with sacrificial love, gaya ni Christ sa church. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word. So verse 26, sabi dito ng Ephesians 5, husbands, we should lead them spiritually. Lead them with the word. Lead our wives with God's word. Kaya kung ikaw ay husband, you should be the spiritual initiator ng inyong pamilya. Ikaw dapat ang nagpurpose sa wife. Or let me use us. Tayo dapat ang nagpurpose sa ating mga wives at ating children to read God's Word, to study God's Word, to pray God's Word as a family. Don't wait for the missus. We're called to do this. We praise God for wives who remind us because we're sometimes forgetful or intentionally forgetful. Pero husbands, tinawag tayo ng Panginoon para dito. Leading our wives also means protecting them. Protecting our wives. We should not only protect her from others, we should also protect them from ourselves. Husbands, protect your wives from yourselves. Protect her
from verbal abuse, emotional abuse, and even physical abuse.
Husbands, we are called to be the protectors, heart protectors of our wives. So husbands, anong masasabi ng asawa mo about your spiritual leadership itong mga nakaraan na araw? Adam is a true historical figure. Second, it affirms male headship in home and church. Third, we can learn from this as we observe it humbles the church. It humbles the church. Ang devastating effects of sin should humble us as a corporate body. A humble church is a singing church. It's a singing church. A church that has been humbled by total depravity will exalt in the singing of the grace of God. Among all of the religions of the world, Christians are the only community that talks about the bloody death of their Savior, His resurrection, and His return. And we sing it with joy. Sing it with joy. That's why, brothers and sisters, I urge you, when we corporately sing, we should be singing out loud. There's a reason why nag-a-cappella tayo sa part ng ating singing. So that we would lift our voices congregationally. Congregational singing. We want to sing to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We want our voices to be louder than ating mga instruments. So I urge you, kaya minsan if you are with behind me pag kumakanta tayo and naririnig niyo yung boses ko at medyo sintonado at natatawa na kayo, it's because I was hoping to model loud singing. Because what I'm singing is from Scripture. And if it's from Scripture, this is something I believe. And if we sing that Christ rose from the grave and one day will come for us, there should be joyous singing. We should be rejoicing. Hindi yung parang namatayan. Hindi yung parang nakatingin lang. Pag nakaupo ho tayo, usually when we are collecting the offering, that's not a special number time, no? Hindi yung special number ng mga music band, no? Hindi special number yon. It's for us to sing, to meditate. I am so blessed with brothers and sisters that I know yung kanilang life who's going through a lot. And every time narinig ko sila singing out loud with tears, that just gives joy to my heart because I know they're singing with hope of the coming Christ. We sing about the Savior, His death, His burial, His resurrection, and return. And next week, we will sing about His coming as we invite our friends na hindi pa, wala pa sa Panginoon, we will sing about the incarnate Christ. So I urge you to invite your friends so that they would hear the gospel with melody. I encourage you to listen to prayers. Every time, another thing, a humble church is a singing church, but also a humble church is a praying church. It's a praying church. It shows our corporate humility as we visibly rely on God in prayer. That's why I encourage you, every time narinig nyo ang service leader or yung pastor, kung sino man ang nasa harapan, pray, I want you to intently listen. I want you to intently listen to intentional prayers na ginagawa rito sa harapan. And hopefully, gospel and biblically saturated. Why? Because you get to hear prayers of praise. You get to hear prayers of thanksgiving. You get to hear prayers of confessing ng sin. A prayer of assurance of pardon. A prayer of request or petition. Prayer is a sign of our humble reliance sa Panginoon. So I urge you, when you sit and someone pray, don't mess around with the phone. Listen and really pray. I urge you also to attend our quarterly prayer meeting. Ang susunod na prayer meeting po natin is next March.
So remember that. Be part of that. Pray. Fourth, what we can observe sa passage nito, it reminds us of the seriousness of sin. Itong inaral nating passage nito, it reminds us of our seriousness of sin. Mga kaibigan, this is a sobering reminder sa lahat about yung reality ng kasalanan. Mga kaibigan, kung may balak ka magkasala mamaya o bago tayo gumawa ng kasalanan, be reminded that our sins will not just affect us. It affects or will eventually affect the people who are very close to us, directly or indirectly. Adam listened to the wrong voice. Adam listened to the Creator, created, rather than listening to the Creator. He failed to listen to God's word. Friends, in order to fight temptations and sin, our ears need to be sensitized. Be sensitized by the regular reading and listening of God's word para ma-recognize natin ang mga kasinungalingan ng kaaway. For you to identify what is synthetic, you have to be accustomed to what is authentic. Authentically listening to God's word. Kaya mahalaga po na hindi in-neglect ang gathering together every Sunday. Corporately listening to God's word and seeing each other apply it sa life ng church. We should be reading the Bible with someone. Are you reading the Bible with someone? Pastor, hindi ko kailangan ng tulong. Naiintindihan ko ang Bible cover to cover. Sure, but maybe it's time for you to help someone read the Bible. And by the way, hindi lang ito mentor-mentee. When you read the Bible with someone, you learn from each other. It's also a sign of humility and community. Kapag tayo ay naguguluhan at nahaharap sa isang sitwasyon na hindi natin alam ang gagawin o problema, don't go to people who will not offer counsel from God's Word. Go to people who would. Go to your elders, Bible study leaders. Go to your members who can open God's Word and provide you unbiased recommendations and counsel. Nakita natin that sin entered the world through one man, the first Adam, that brought death to all of us. Ang mabuting balita naman is, hindi nakaangkla ang pag-asa natin sa first Adam, kung hindi sa better Adam, which is number two and last. Salvation through the final Adam. Salvation through the final Adam. Hindi hinayaan ng Diyos kay Adam o kanino man in solving man's problem of sin and death. God Himself made a way for man to be right with God. Sa last part ng verse 14, sabi ni Paul, Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. So, may comparison na binigay si Paul between sa first Adam and then sa final Adam, si Jesus Christ. Now, may ginawang apat na contrast or comparison yung mga susunod na verses si Paul between kay Adam at saka kay Christ. So what I want to do right now is to quickly go through itong apat na comparisons na ito. Or comparisons or contrasts. Number one, first contrast or comparison, Jesus is greater than Adam. Jesus is greater than Adam. Verse 15, but the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. Ang regalo ng Diyos ay hindi katulad ng resulta ng kasalanan ng isang tao. Ang impact ng kasalanan ni Adam sa sangkatauhan ay masasabing negative. It caused death to many. Yun ang word na ginawa dyan, but really, ano ba ibig sabihin ng many? Ibig sabihin ba dyan sa verse na ito, Pastor, hindi lahat? No, ang word na many dito should be seen in its context bilang buong humanity. Tulad ng nabanggit ni Paul consistently sa verse 12, nung sinabi niyang death spread to all people. So hindi pwede sabihin many, tapos sinabi sa verse 15, tapos sa verse 12, sinabi niya all people. So many there means all people. So ang sinasabi niya, all humanity died spiritually and physically because of Adam's sin. Whereas, ang impact naman ni Christ ay positive. Naka-highlight sa verses 15 to 17 ang salitang grace at saka gift. Grace and gift. This means that God will deal with sinners on the basis of grace. Paulit-ulit po yung words na yan sa passage na to, sa grace at saka gift. Sabi sa verse 15, grace abound or flowed to many. Now, nandun naman yung salitang many. Sabihin, grace abounded or flowed sa lahat ng tao. Yung ba sinasabi niya rito? Ang many naman dito does not mean all humanity or all are saved. Kasi alam naman natin na totoo ito sa mga inaral natin sa Romans. Hindi lahat ay ma-justify. Hindi lahat ay maliligtas. Salvation is offered to all through the gospel of Jesus Christ and one must receive it as mentioned sa verse 17. So, kailangan i-receive. Those who receive God's abundant provision of grace of the gift of righteousness, righteousness reign in life through the final Adam, which is Jesus Christ. So, hindi ho lahat, kung hindi many. Many of those who will respond to the gospel of grace. Jesus Christ reversed ang devastating effects of ng fall through the mighty work of Christ's life, and supremely through His death on the cross. Now, isipin ninyo, lahat ng mga kasalanan na nagawa mo, okay, I know this is a painful exercise for most of us, isipin mo lahat ng mga nagawa mong kasalanan mula noon hanggang ngayon. Kasama yung mga humiliating ones. Kasama yung painful and devastating ones. Kasama yung mga kasalanan that we most heavily regretted. Mga kasalanan na aware tayo at hindi tayo aware. The sins of commission and omission. Mga kasalanan before and after na naging Christian ka. Lahat ng mga kasalanan mong ito, idagdag mo ang kasalanan ng karamihan ng mga tao sa buong mundo. Past, present, and future. Now, isipin mo, when Jesus died on that cross, picture this, hindi lang niya binayaran ang kasalanan ni First Adam. Jesus paid for all of the sins of those who will believe in Jesus. Jesus paid it all. Gaya ng kinanta natin kanina. Kaya nga sinabi niya, Tetelestai! Tetelestai! Hindi po ito yung parang narinig natin, nakipapanood natin sa pelikula na yung nangingilang tapos, Tetelestai! Sumigaw siya, Tetelestai! Paid in full. Your sins are paid in full, right here, right now. Jesus paid the sins of all the people who would ever repent from their sins and put their faith on His finished work on the cross for salvation. That's why, friends, if you're not sure na may relationship ka sa Panginoong Jesu Cristo, I urge you to repent from your sins and believe Christ at yung ginawa niya sa cross for salvation. Mga kaibigan, kung ikaw ay nandito at Christian ka na, you should be amazed by God's grace nung narinig mo ito. This should fuel your worship sa Kanya. Kasi your sin has been separated from you as far as the east is from the west. Yung iniinda mo parang hindi mo mapatawad ang sarili mo, pinatawad na ng Diyos. And that forgiveness is sufficient. Friends, Christ's work is greater than Adam's. It cost him everything, but the gift is free, abounding, overflowing to many. Yes, you heard it right. I'm not trying to be a salesman. Yes, you know, it's free. It's free. With the mind, with the understanding, because someone paid for it. Lahat naman ang bagay sa buhay na libre, may nagbayad, hindi po ba? Your sins are paid in full. That's why it's free. A second contrast na makita natin kay Adam and kay Christ is Jesus saves where Adam condemns. Verse 16. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin, for the judgment following the trespasses brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. Mga kaibigan, kung ikaw ay naimbitahan ngayong umaga na ito at hindi ka pa follower ni Jesus Christ, you have not repented from your sins, you have not trusted Christ for salvation. Ang ibig sabihin po nito, and I'm saying this from a place of love, you are still in Adam. You are under condemnation sa Panginoon. Itong condemnation na ito ay hindi maiiwasan po. It's a place of hopelessness sa judgment sa harapan ng Panginoon. Again, let me echo yung mabuting balita. Ang mabuting balita ay Adam's sin brought guilt and condemnation from every person, whereas Christ's obedience secured a favorable verdict para sa ating mga makakasalanan. Ito ang ibig sabihin po ng justification. Justification means God declaring you righteous. And we learned that from the few Sundays back. A third contrast. Jesus destroys the death brought by Adam. Verse 17, for if because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, for Jesus Christ. Naalala niyo si Adam and Eve back in the garden, sa Genesis chapter 2, yung binanggit ko kanina, they were to rule the world under God's supervision. They were to display His glory, image His character, image His rule, be fruitful and multiply. Yun yung mandate sa kanila. But instead of bringing life into the world, ang ginawa po ni Adam ay yung opposite. He brought universal death to the world. Sabi nga ni Charles Spurgeon, there may be some of you who stand today like a man up on the shore when the tide is swelling toward his feet. There came one way and it took away the grandmother. Another came and mother was swept away. Another came and the wife was taken. And now it dashes your feet. How long shall it be over? And you too are carried away by the yawning wave in the bosom of the deep depth of death. Death is universal. Kamatayan ay tiyak. If you're not in Christ, you will face eternal death. Again, kaibigan, the good news is you can have a relationship with God today if you repent from sins and put your faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus Himself, He who believes in me will live even though he dies. See, Jesus dito is portrayed as the new Adam. He is bringing here new creation. Anong sinasabi nito sa atin? How does this communicate sa atin dito sa Crossroads? Well, our mission then is to spread this good news of salvation. We are to herald the gospel of Jesus Christ, hindi lamang dito sa hall, kung hindi sa labas. But of course, next week, you have that opportunity to bring your friends sa ating Christmas carol. Sabi nga po sa isang famous na kanta, no more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground to make His blessing flow, far as curse is found. Joy to the world. Yun po ang ginawa ni Kristo sa ating kasalanan. Fourth, Jesus obeyed where Adam did not. 18 and 19, therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. Maraming nagsasabi na lahat ng tao sa mundo daw ay maliligtas, and they use this verse. And ito po ay maling interpretation, kasi ang tawag po doon ay universalism. Kung totoo ito, then it contradicts the book, whole book of Romans. Dahil sa chapter 2, it speaks of the coming judgment. Verse 18 means all who are in Christ will be saved. So again, mga kapatid, ang aking mga kaibigan, aking mga non-Christian friends, you have a repeated opportunity na binibigay sa iyo ng Panginoon. Paulit-ulit na sinasabi ko that you have an opportunity to have a relationship with God and enjoy your benefits in Christ if you repent and put your faith in Jesus Christ. You get them by repenting and believing. And you don't see that in verse 17. You know, in the Garden of Eden, Adam was tempted and gave in to sin, which led all humanity to death. But there was another garden, the Garden of Gethsemane. And in this garden was another Adam. This Adam enjoyed true happiness and satisfaction in obeying God's word. In this other garden, this other Adam also was tempted to disobey God's word. The first Adam, when he was tempted, cried out, "Not your will, Lord, but my will be done." The final Adam, when he was tempted, cried out, "Not my will, Lord, but yours be done," in that garden. Friends, Jesus is the better, perfect, and final Adam. His perfect obedience to the Father led him to the cross to die for our sins. He was judged in our place. He died, and on the third day rose from the grave. The first Adam's disobedience produced death. The obedience of the final Adam led to life for those who repent from their sins and trust in him. If we have repented of our sins and put our trust in Christ, sabi sa Colossians 2, God has forgiven all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. And so, mga kaibigan, this morning, you can have peace with God. Ito ang burden ng chapter 5 ng Romans. In fact, God's purpose in the gospel was to highlight, to magnify the glorious grace of God. Kaya kung meron mang parenthesis sa history ng tao where God gave the law to the people of Israel, binigay niya ng every possible act na para makalapit sila. One is the law, the sacrifices, the sacrificial system. God provided all of that for them to get to know Him and that for them to get to know themselves, that they are hopeless and they have failed to accomplish it. Kaya apart from God's grace, they can never be freed from their guilt. No law, no ceremony could ever set them right. Verse 20 to 21, "Now the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus our Lord." Ang purpose po ng law o ang salita ng Diyos o yung Ten Commandments is to highlight sin. Para makita, we are hopelessly unable to fulfill it. The grace is found in Jesus Christ. This grace is greater than the sin found in you. Kaya once again, and hindi ho dahil sa nawawala ko sa aking argument, this is a repeated invitation na ginagawa ko as the comparison is given. So let me plead with you once again, mga kaibigan na wala pa kay Kristo. The King of the universe is inviting you to come to Him, sa Matthew 11. "Come to me, all who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Friends, who is it? Who is it on your throne ngayong oras na ito? Sino nasa trono ng iyong buhay? Si Adam ba o si Kristo? Ang namumuno ba sa puso mo ay guilt or grace? It's one or the other. Mga kaibigan, the closer we get to Christ, the closer you and I ay sa Kanyang, mapalapalapit sa Kanyang grace and glory. Friends, I urge you to look to Jesus. Turn to Jesus. Believe only in Jesus. Kasi the grace found in Jesus Christ is greater than the sin found in us. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful for your word. For your word opened our eyes to see who you are, your holy standards, your righteous demands, and it also we also see yung righteous judgment in you. And we are not innocent. We are guilty sinners. Lord, we now understand na ang kasalanan is not just the things that we do and say and think. It is innate in us. It is our nature. We sin in Adam. And that just adds to the hopelessness ng aming kalagayan. But we are thankful and grateful for the final Adam, Jesus Christ, who died. He gave his life for us, died on that cross to redeem us from our sins. I pray this truth from the gospel will provide regeneration that would lead people to know you, lead people to a saving knowledge of who you are, and it brings hope sa amin, mga Kristiyano, as we continue to live in this world with all of its challenges and difficulties, as we look forward to that greater hope, the hope of glory na one day na ibibigay niyo sa amin. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.